Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Building Resilience, the Entrepreneur's Ultimate Guide, Will Transform Your Business in 30 Days. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's the brutal truth nobody talks about at networking events. 80% of startups fail within 5 years. But here's what fascinates me. It's not the smartest entrepreneurs who survive. It's not the ones with the most funding or the best connections. It's the ones who understand that resilience isn't just surviving the storm, it's learning to dance in the rain. The first mindset shift that changes everything is this. Stop calling your setbacks failures. They're expensive market research. Every rejection, every missed opportunity, every pivot you didn't see coming, these aren't signs you're on the wrong path. They're data points guiding you to the right one. Sarah Blakely got rejected by manufacturer after manufacturer for 2 straight years before Spanx became a billion-dollar empire. She didn't see rejections as failures. She saw them as stepping stones to someone who would finally say yes. But here's where most entrepreneurs get it wrong. They try to build resilience in isolation. Resilience isn't a solo sport. You need to build your support network before the crisis hits, not during it. Make it a point to connect with 3 other entrepreneurs every month, not just when your world is falling apart. Join masterminds, attend industry events, find mentors who've walked this path before you. Because when that inevitable setback comes, and it will come, you need people who understand the unique pressures of building something from nothing. Now, let me share the most powerful tool I teach my founder clients, the bounce back ritual. When a major setback hits, you need a systematic 24-hour recovery process. First day, feel the emotions. Don't suppress them. Don't minimize them. Acknowledge them. Second day, analyze what happened with the objectivity of a scientist. Third day, create your comeback plan and take one small action forward. This isn't just theory. This exact framework is what I detail in Building Resilience, the Entrepreneur's Ultimate Guide. Think about Airbnb's founders in 2008. They were $40,000 in debt, eating cereal for dinner because that's all they could afford. Most people would have thrown in the towel. Instead, they created Obama O's and Cap'n McCain's cereal boxes and sold them for $30 each. They made $30,000 in a few months, proving to themselves and future investors that they could monetize anything. That creative resilience thinking became the foundation for their billion-dollar breakthrough. Here's what you can do right now. Write down your biggest current challenge. Then ask yourself this simple but powerful question. What would I do if failure wasn't an option? Take that first step today, because resilience isn't built through thinking about it. It's built through taking action when action feels impossible. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.